For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Platform decorum. Decorum is defined as appropriate social behavior, propriety in manners and conduct. As ministers, we should always behave with propriety, but proper decorum in the church setting is especially important because our conduct there reflects on the house of God itself. Paul wrote to Titus of the necessity of adorning the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. That instruction was directed to household servants, but how much more important it is for those who are servants in a ministerial capacity. Perhaps the primary biblical principle in the matter of decorum in the church setting is found in 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently and in order. The following guidelines will help us do our best along this line. Conversations between ministers during the service or between ministers and workers on the platform should be kept to an absolute minimum. Restless movements are distracting, so fidgeting and changing position should be avoided as much as possible. When we kneel on the platform with our backs to the audience, we should sit back on our heels. Congregational prayer is a sacred time, as the one leading in prayer is approaching the throne of grace on behalf of those in attendance. We should focus on the prayer and try not to use that time to perform other tasks like conversing or passing notes. These activities could be considered disrespectful. We should sit in a dignified manner rather than slouching or leaning on an elbow. If gentlemen cross their legs, they should do so at the knees or ankles. It is not appropriate to cross their legs by putting one ankle on a knee or to sit with knees spaced widely apart. Ladies should cross their legs only at the ankles. Laughter during a service will occur occasionally, but when it does, it should be brief and appropriate. It is acceptable to acknowledge the humor of a comment or situation with a smile, but we should take care that the reverent atmosphere of the meeting is not disrupted. Avoid exchanging nods or personal recognition with anyone in the congregation during a service, as a well-intentioned smile of recognition from the platform may be misinterpreted by someone else who intercepts or observes it. Instead, we should greet visitors before or after the service. Finally, we should do our best to keep a pleasant look on our faces throughout the service. A furrowed brow of concentration could be interpreted as a scowl or displeasure regarding what is being said.